Blog Talk Radio.
Janae, what are you doing? Let me laugh.
0279975 24 has sent you a text.
Hosted by Janelle and Beverly. We apologize for the technical difficulty. Beverly and Janelle are both connected, and your callers are listening. Happy birthday to you. The enemy tried to stop you, but this is your day. Ladies, have your show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Extremely technical difficulties, but that's okay. That's okay. We got it situated. And I am okay now. Everything is good, so we can begin the show. Unfortunately, I don't think Beverly is on, but if she is, thank you, sis. I know she had to work today. That's what part of my whole thing about this aligning in the stars for me to be in my show. So if you are listening, thank you for having patience. Thank you for being patient with me through those technical difficulties. I'm going to pull over because I left out of the mountain. I just cursed myself out and was like, that's what you get for trying to do something new. So, yeah, I have to pull over really fast because I don't want to cause any problems. So I'm going to pull over and go ahead and continue with this beautiful show today. Today is August 23rd, Wednesday. Bringing it in for the Virgos, of course. Who is it, Janelle? What, the person that marks is to the beat of her own drum. So, yes, happy birthday to all my Virgos out there, especially the ones that have, I can relate, that's all. Also, I need to give a shout-out to Miss Beverly Black of Tribe Family Channel. That is my sponsor, one of our sponsors of the show. Also, Mr. Bruce George of Genius is Common. Those are two people that I am so, so grateful for and thank the universe on a daily basis for bringing them into my life and providing this different platform for me. Just to give you a little bit about why I am so excited today about this being my birthday, number one, and then me being having the broadcast today. This is confirmation for me. This is confirmation that everything it is that I'm doing is exactly what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. I am on the right path. I am following my passion. I am telling my story, and those who need to hear me and need to talk to me, they will find me and they will get to me. Let me introduce myself for anyone who is new. I am Janelle Navira Fene, your casual conversationalist. I am in partnership with my beautiful friend, Beverly Holloway. We have partnered together to form this empowering and enlightening group called Choosing Inspiration, and that's pretty much what this show is about. It's about inspiring you. It's about empowering you. It's about getting you to that next level. It's about giving you information to find your peace. I am a person that has been through a lot and feels that people need to hear my story so they can know that they can get through it. One of the things that I had said on the last show in the introduction as far as to what this show was going to be about was totally about giving yourself. I had a conversation yesterday, and I had a text message earlier today that kind of set heavy on me, which I'm going to speak on, and I'm hoping that that person that I texted earlier is listening. Even if not, I hope she catches the replay. Someone texted me and asked me about did I know anything about the Buddhist religion, and I do. I love it. I've read up on a lot of religions, as you've heard me state before, and one of her things to me was, I'm trying to read up and find out about peace and happiness. What I have to say to you and to anyone out there, anyone that listens to this rebroadcast by you, peace and happiness, those are choices. Those are choices to wake up in the morning to say, I will not allow anything or anyone else rob me of this peace or this happiness that I'm feeling right now. You may have to do some soul searching. You may have to do some asking and sitting down and having some painful conversations within yourself in order for you to find it and get to that. But happiness and peace are choices. Those are not things that are going to be in a book. That book can give you the tools and directions and things to lead you on that. But happiness and peace is an internal choice that you decide every morning when you wake up. You make that decision on whether you're going to have someone affect your mood, your happiness, and your peace for that day. There's a number of tools that I could definitely suggest. A lot of habits that you should start to adapt in order for you to find your peace and get to that happiness. But that happiness and that peace that you're searching for is there. You just have to choose to stay with it. So on that, that's to her. She knows who she is, and I'm hoping that she's listening to me, and I love you with all my heart, and you know what I'm talking about because we've had several conversations. Another thing that I want to touch on basically is confirmation. Confirmation is something that a lot of us have to look for. A lot of us have to feel. A lot of us have to get in order for us to move forward in any type of endeavor that we may be trying for. Today, the way that everything has lined up, as I said before, I'm supposed to host this show with my beautiful sister, Beverly Holloway. Unfortunately, she had to work. That gave me this entire hour for me to run my mouth about what I love. So you all are going to be part of that. And I'm inviting you pretty much on the journey of what it is that I'm doing and what it is that I'll be doing in 2018. And I'm hoping that I can get as many people as I can to come along this journey and watch me, join me, and see what other changes that you can make as well. But this is, to me, this is confirmation. This is confirmation that I am doing what it is that I am supposed to be doing. This is confirmation that I have chosen the right path. I'm going back and forth, and a couple of things are changing. It's not what I envisioned it initially to be, but definitely along the lines and in line with what it is that I'm ultimately going to be doing and ultimately working on. So confirmation, and another friend of mine that I would like to use as an example of confirmation and knowing when you are following your passion, the universe starts throwing you things that you had no idea you even wanted, that you needed, that would make you excited. My friend, best friend, Saleha Alima of DD Street, I started talking to her sometime last year when I came home on a visit, and I was asking her about her passions, what it is that she wanted to do. She was, we were talking about different health things and her being at her job for a while and her getting back into her love of baking, her letting me know that that's when she's relaxed, that's what she does when she's stressed. So I let her know then. I said, you know, friend, why don't you make a little bit of money, you know, go back to making a little bit of money with that. That was a year ago. Now she is in two restaurants in the Chicagoland area with her cupcakes. She is looking at two more restaurants, adding her as a vendor for their restaurant. Confirmation of knowing that when you say, okay, you know what? Let me step out here on this space and see what it is that I can do with this passion of mine and see where it takes me and see how that goes. the things that have happened to her within this year, when I say that they are utterly amazing, God has sent so many things her way that she had no idea what was going to be going on or how it was going to be or anything of that nature. But she's walking in her passion right now when she's stepping out there on that faith. And I let her know that imagine if you just gave that 1,000%. Imagine that. Imagine what would open for you. And I just want I want people to know and to understand and to get that feeling and to hear me when I tell you finding your passion and learning how to either tell your story or walk in it or profit from it or make a living from it. Once you make that decision in the universe or the divine or God or whoever you it is that you use as a faith base, as soon as you show them that you are ready for that, they're going to open. It's going to automatically open doors. It's going to automatically align the people that you need to be aligned with. Don't get me wrong and think that nothing wrong will happen. Life happens. But having that passion and having that faith that you're doing what it is that you're supposed to be doing because you're getting confirmation all the time. You're always getting that confirmation. Those little hiccups aren't going to hold you back. Those little hiccups aren't going to – that's exactly what they're going to be, little hiccups. The introduction song, my introduction song, I'm not sure if it – I don't think it played. I'm not sure if it played today. But if it did, if it didn't, what it was Let It Be, Pieces of Me. That's pretty much what choosing inspiration is about. That's what my individual business is about, Just Choose You. It's totally about empowering women and things along that line. What this platform and what I want to use this platform for is to tell my story and whatever soul it is that needs to hear my, provide that platform for them to have those casual conversations with me in an effort to explore yourself, your subconscious, in an effort to explore your consciousness, looking and helping you get on that path to your peace and to your happiness and giving you the tools that I've used to do that. I feel so strongly about this because, not to say that I've been in everybody's situations, but I've been at some pretty low points. And for me to have the mind frame and the mindset and the thought process that I have now as opposed to what it was 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, it is totally amazing. And the things that to me pretty much on a regular basis let me know that it's okay, and I'm doing what it is that I'm supposed to do. So this platform is what I'm going to use as another vehicle to reach as many people that I need to reach that need to hear me. It's my energy is not for everyone, and that's okay. I'm okay with that. But the people that need to hear me will hear me. The people that need to talk to me will find a way to talk to me. So I hold fast in that. What I'm going to do is get to the topic of what we were supposed to be talking about today anyway, and that is pretty much giving yourself permission. That sounds so simple. That sounds so easy. That sounds like, Paul, just give yourself permission, and that's going to start things off. You'll never understand. Well, you'll understand once you start doing it. Once you tell your brain and your subconscious that it's okay for you to start that journey, or it's okay for you to have that feeling, or it's okay for you to experience that emotion, you'll be amazed at what you can let go. You'll be amazed at how fast you can move on from something. I'll tell you personally something that I have to give myself permission for on a regular basis. I have to give myself permission not knowing. my nosiness has got me in quite a few situations in my life. My nosiness has gotten me information that has saved my life sometimes. My nosiness has put me in bad situations sometimes, but it's nosiness. And, you know, I know that it's there, and that's along with my need of just having to know every single thing, every single thing. Like anytime someone posts on Facebook about somebody's cell phone and going through the phone, and I know females are, oh, my God, don't go through your man's phone, yada, 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 yada. I am honestly one of those people, like, I don't care if you're my man, you're my grandma, you're my grandpa, you're my mom, you're my dad, you're my sister. If your phone is right there and it's open, I'm going to look through pictures. I'm a pictures person. I'm just nosy. I just want to know what you said. I want to know what happened. It's not that I'm going to use the information. I'm just nosy. So now, no, everyone that's around me, if you're listening, no, you don't have to hide your phone. No, this isn't something that I'm, like, going to go find your phone and go through your phone. No, that's not it. I'm just letting you know that times it's not me. It's not a female, oh, looking for trouble. If she's like me, she's just damn curious. What to know? That's pretty much it, what it is. I have to give myself permission to be okay with not knowing. I don't know everything. I will not know everything. I don't have to know everything. I just have to be okay with what it is that I do know and be okay with what it is that I can control. So that's one of the things that I have to give myself permission to do, is being okay with not knowing. Someone had replied to me in a message, and they were asking me about when I said give myself permission, what do I mean by that? But like I said before, that pretty much means for you to have that talk with yourself and to say, you know, whatever, if it's a situation where you're feeling guilty about, go over it in your mind. Play out the facts. See what emotions are attached to that. And are those true emotions, or are those how you feel that person felt towards you? Or if you were the person that caused that pain, are you that same person to this day that caused that person this pain? Are you that person today that made that person cry, hurt that person's feelings, hurt that person, no, stole that, or whatever the situation may be? Give yourself permission, forgive yourself, and move past that. Some people have to give themselves permission to be happy. That is just something that is just so simple. We feel like we don't deserve it, or we feel like we're not worthy of it, that it is everybody's God-given right on the face of this earth to be happy. We're here to be happy. We're here to experience all of the emotions. That's why they're here. That's why they're there. And that's what life is about. Another major theme that women particularly, have an issue with. Give me one second. Let me take a drink really fast. Women in particular have an issue with giving themselves permission to change. They feel like, someone's going to be mad if I change my mind, or, oh, I can't like that now because I didn't like that before. Oh, I don't want to start liking that because that's not how I was before. Or, oh, what if he doesn't like me anymore because I'm not that way as I was when we first met. If you are not changing, you are not living, and you are stuck. So you're slowly but surely killing yourself. You're slowly but surely letting your life just go by. So you're supposed to change. You're supposed to evolve. You're supposed to start to like different things. You're to grow into different things and change as a person, and not core values, but different actions and things of that nature. Different things become important. It's not so much as trying to get to the next party. Now you're trying to get to the next, I don't know, who knows, mom and son play date, who knows. But it's okay to change. It's okay to give yourself permission to change. It's okay to give yourself permission to forgive yourself. as a woman, you clearly don't have a choice. If you sit back and honestly think about ailments you may have going on, what are you suppressing? What are you not discussing that you feel like you should be discussing? What are you not doing that you feel like you maybe should be doing? Give yourself permission to explore that. Give yourself permission to ask yourself those questions that you may not like the answers to them, but change, they're necessary for the evolvement. They're necessary for your growth, and that's the key word. They're necessary for your growth. And it's not always pretty. To be honest, this metamorphosis that I've gone through over these past couple of years was ugly. It was not cute at all. But I'm not at 100%. I'm not perfect by no means whatsoever. Just to backtrack a little bit, the whole more excitement for me or more confirmation for me or more of me feeling great about me having this hour to myself for my birthday today for this show. Normally people that know me, as soon as August 1st hits, July 31st at midnight, I'm sending out all types of posts. I'm hollering, it's Virgo, it's my birthday, yada, yada, yada. I didn't do that this year. I didn't do that this year because of how someone else felt. I dimmed my shine because I didn't want someone else to feel bad or to feel like I was saying, you know, forget their feelings or whatever. So what the universe smacked me with was, guess what? I told you before, you are not about to keep doing that. You do not dim your shine so someone else can feel better or someone else can. It's not how it works. If that person can't deal with that shine, that's not the person that needs to be around you. That's not that person for your energy. Or you all need to do some, you know, talking and working some things out. Please, by all means, don't think that I'm saying, hey, leave them or leave her or whatever the case may be. You all need to maybe be doing some reevaluating. But that is just, to me, like I said, backtracking even more to why I'm so elated about how things work. And Beverly, when you listen to this again, please don't think that I don't ever want you to think that, oh, she wanted it by herself. No, this is just to me like that's just how it worked out. Oh, no, do the show by yourself today. Here you go. Yes. So that's more reason as to why I'm so excited. But, yeah, back to giving yourself permission. What I want you to do is, you know what, before I even go into that, if anyone that's still listening to me, because I want you to, moment right now, I want you to be aware of yourself in this moment right now. So if you're listening and you're not driving, I hope if you are driving, don't listen to me right now. Don't participate in this at all. But if you're sitting down, if you're just listening right now and you're not doing anything where you can't stop and take a breath, don't participate right now. But if you are somewhere where you're sitting and you can just sit for the next 2 minutes or so, next 2 to 3 minutes or so, maybe even five, I don't know how long I'm going to do it, but it's what I'm feeling right now. What I want to do is just make sure that, one, what it is that I'm going to say next is getting in, and I want you to be aware of how you feel at this moment when I'm asking that question, the question for the most part. So if you could, for a moment, take a minute and just relax and sit back and just take a couple of deep breaths with me and just breathe in and let it out. Inhale, hold it for a couple of seconds, and let it out. And just sit quietly for a second and just breathe in deeply and release it. And just pay attention to your breath for a little bit. That's the only thing that I want you to think about right now, your breathing.
And then go ahead and just let your breathing return to normal, just your regular breathing. And relax. Let your shoulders relax. Let your arms relax. And just focus on your breathing. In mind, it's okay. Say, I'll think about you later. And just get back to your breathing. Be mindful in this moment and be in the now, in this moment, right now, and reflect on what it is that you want. If there were no strings attached, if there was no money involved, if you didn't have to worry about the rent being paid, if you didn't have to worry about your mortgage being paid, if you didn't have to worry about the care, if you didn't sit and think about what other people were going to think about you, what is it that you want? Not, oh, just winning the lottery. What is it that you personally would want? What would make you happy? What would make you get out of the bed on a hangover moment, on a hangover morning, and pursue whatever that desire is. You to give yourself permission to explore that. I want you to give yourself permission to allow yourself to have that want, because it's okay. I want you to give yourself permission to ask yourself some questions. I want you to give yourself permission to start writing down your answers, to start writing down your thoughts, to start writing down what it is that you ate. I don't care if you pick up a book and say, you know what, I could not stand Benita that day. She got on my nerves. She talked too much. That's it, journal. Give yourself permission to want that want, because you can. It's what you're supposed to do. That is what's going to make you rich, not just financially. I don't even want to say rich. That's what's going to make you well off financially. That's what's going to make you well off in your heart. That's what's going to make you well off in your soul. That's what's going to make you well off as a whole. That's part of a whole being balanced and everything like that. Explore yourself and figure out what it is that you want. Not knowing that can cause major confusion. And if you don't know, explore a couple of things. What is it that you think you want? What is it that you think you may, you know, want to try or may want to pursue? Give yourself permission to even explore that and to put yourself in the mind frame of looking for that. What I want you to give yourself permission to do, if you haven't already, that is something that is definitely, would definitely benefit you. What is it that you want? Once you figure that out, or once you have that, sit back and think about it and see what it is that you would have to do to get it. Someone's going to think about you pursuing that, or you switching career paths, or you doing something totally different than what you would normally do. Don't think about that at all. Give yourself permission to question your relationship. Give yourself permission to question yourself. What I want you to walk away from from this conversation is what is it that I need to give myself permission for? If you don't know, give yourself permission to go ahead and go on that journey and explore that. Give yourself permission to ask yourself that question. if anyone wants to give me a call, I believe I put the phone number on the website. It's 347-539-5285, currently here. I have about, my outro was about a minute or so. It's about 45 seconds or so long. So I got a couple more minutes to run my mouth with you all on Mother's Day, which I'm excited about. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I wanted to talk to you all about, was giving yourself permission. In these last couple of minutes that I have on here, what I want to do is I want to talk about, one, my company, Just Choose You. I also want to talk about Beverly's inspirational life. We both can be found on Facebook. Beverly is more so of a spiritual person. She's going to help you find your spiritual niche and find out what it is that you want to be doing spiritually. I'm more so along the lines with Just Choose You of helping you have those conversations with yourself in reference to changes that you may want to make, letting go of certain things and different tools for you to find your peace. This is something that I have been wanting to do my entire life and just had no idea of how it is that I needed to pursue it. Me going through different changes myself led me down a path of me having to take some self-inventory myself and have to do some flat out, hey, reality checks, like, come on now, get yourself together. Is this an emotional reaction you're having right now, or is this a reaction that you're having to some reality? What's going on? Let's do some evaluating. Let's ask yourself some questions and see, figure out what it is that's going on. Are you trying to please somebody else right now? Or are you, you know, living and doing what it is that's making you happy? So those are things that I definitely have gone through. But what I want to do with this platform is, one, tell my story so that the regular average female on the street knows that there is a way out. There is to her happiness, there is a way to her peace. This show, and once this portion ends in December, we'll be going over to a different, another platform for Choosing Inspiration. But for this one in particular, this platform in particular, for these next couple of months, what I'm doing for this show is pretty much getting an audience or building my audience for our own themes. In 2018, doing our podcast, where I will be discussing this once a month and giving you tools and just talking and going over things that I'm doing in my life and inviting you on this journey for me to evolve. I am one of the other things that gave me more confirmation and just letting me know that I'm on the right path. As some of you may know, I was in school. I started school last year in February at Southwest Institute of Healing Arts. Now, outside of high school, the only thing that I've ever completed in my life was a cardiovascular technician class that my sister and my mother graciously paid for me. I completed the class, I got certified, and went around to hospitals looking for jobs. But what the school failed to tell me was that you need to keep going with that, because everybody in the hospital knows how to read a darn EKG machine. So who's going to hire you just to read the EKG machine? Yeah. So I finished that program, but I didn't do anything with it. So I was supposed to be done with school in May, but the last class that I had, a flower essence class, kicked my behind, like royally kicked my behind. I'm a flower girl, so reading the book just was torture, and I fell asleep every time I tried to do it, so that held me up a little bit. But I made it, I finished, and they sent me my email. And when did I have my exit interview? Yesterday. I will be getting see my certificates in the mail yesterday. I mean, no, that's what she, when I did my exit interview. But, yeah, so extra, extra super duper excited that I graduate. Well, not graduated, but I finished. My graduation date will be coming up. They will be letting you know in a minute. I did a whole year and some months in school and finished the entire program for my diploma. So I'm a certified hypnotherapist. I'm a certified life coach. I'm a certified toe reader. I am a certified holistic wellness practitioner. I am a certified holistic nutritionist. So I have a lot of things under my belt that I can use and share my gifts and do a lot of things with. So I am extra, 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 extra excited about everything that is going on in my life right now. And I invite to go on this journey with me. I am a person that genuinely, genuinely loves to see the people around me happy and fulfilling their dreams. That genuinely makes me happy. That is my aha. That is my wake up. That is what makes me get up in the morning. It's to help people get to that happy. It's to help people get to that peace, because I know that it's attainable, because that I know that once you get here, it's, the feeling is amazing. And that you used to be like, I'm not quite sure about that, or those decisions don't take that long to make anymore at all. Certain decisions are going to come to you like that, because what you're going to start asking yourself is this going to be something that's going to take away from my peace, or is this going to be something that's going to contribute to my peace? And once you get to a point where you waking up and you're not depending on something or someone to make you happy, and you happy on your own and you're choosing to be that way, you will not allow not a soul to take that from you. You will not allow an event. You will not allow anything to take that from you. Now, again, I'm not saying that life is going to be rainbows and unicorns for the rest of your life. And what I'm saying is that when we get to those hard spots, when we get to those mountains, when we get to those little hills, when we get to those little decisions that we need to do, it's so much easier when you know you, when you are in tune with yourself, when you're balanced, when you're happy, when you're peaceful. You don't make snap decisions. You're not making a decision because you feel like something needs to get paid. You're making that decision with thought and with you in mind. That's pretty much what it is. That's what you're going to feel like, and it's going to take nothing for you to say no. It's going to take nothing for you to say yes. It's going to take nothing for you to say, you know, I don't quite think that's for me, and it's okay. It's okay. Everything is not for everyone. Everyone is not for everyone, and that is okay. That's life. Another thing that I truly, truly, truly want to get across to people, and that if you continue to follow me, what you will hear me say on a regular basis, on a normal basis, until you say, guess what, I'm so tired of hearing you tell me, I just do it now. I want you to get into the habit of journaling. I want you to get into the habit of writing it down. I want you to get into the habit of dumping. I want you to get into the habit of expressing yourself. To me, that is how you talk to your self-conscious, your subconscious, not your self-conscious. I apologize. That's how you talk to your subconscious. Your subconscious is what guides you. Your subconscious is what lets you know, don't go down that. Yeah, go ahead and talk to that person. So the better you are in tune with that, the better you'll be with making decisions and not allowing anything or anyone to undermine your peace or your happiness. What I'll be doing on my website, www.justchooseyou.com, what I'll be posting in weeks to come are different worksheets and different exercises that you can use and you can get to, and different journaling prompts. I just want people to get to writing and journaling and exploring themselves to see what it is that they want to see and understand that wanting a different life or wanting something different doesn't just have to be a want. It doesn't just have to be something that you're daydreaming about. It doesn't just have to be something that you're envious of the next person about. You don't have to look at someone else's Facebook post, and please don't go off just Facebook, because Facebook is a whole another arena. But you can look at that person's, you know, life or whatever and say, oh, that's good. That's great for them. And honestly mean that and not have any type of, you know, hatred or anything like that in your heart towards whatever it is that's going on for that person. What you can do is possible. What you want to do is possible. The life that you want to live is possible. You just have to give yourself permission to explore and figure it out. That's all. And it's scary. It's hard. It's emotional. Side of it is amazing. It's lighter. I'll tell you that. It's lighter. So get a dollar store notebook, notepad, get a pack of dollar store pens. Doesn't have to be expensive, to be elaborate. If you're a crafty person, make something. But try to get yourself into the habit of journaling. Don't make it so that it's a task, but try to get it in it every day. Try to initially try to tell yourself, okay, I'm going to do it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm going to do it on Sundays. I'm going to do it this time. Try to tell yourself one day that you're going to do it. Set an alarm in your phone for yourself to journal. If it's easier for you to do it in the morning, if it's easier for you to do it while your kids are getting ready, if it's easier for you to sit in the car and do it just right when you drop the kids off, if it's easier for you to do it when you're sitting down taking a bowel movement and then the kids ain't right there at the door, if it's easier for you to do it while you, you know, I don't, whatever the situation may be, how you felt for the day, what made you smile for the day, what pissed you off for the day, what made you angry, when were you hungry, what did you eat for the day, did you like what you ate for the day, was it nasty, what restaurant did you eat at, were you mad that you spent that type of money today, how much money did you spend today, what did you eat for lunch today. There are so many things that you can just sit and write. Get yourself into that habit of wanting to write it down. Get yourself into the habit of putting it on paper. Once you say it, you're giving yourself your subconscious permission to keep giving you the ideas for you to put those things in motion. So once you say it and then write it, this is what it is that I want to do. This is where it is that I want to go. You're giving the universe permission to tell you and give you the guidance that you're going to need to go down that path. That's exactly what that is. So I want you to get into the habit of writing things down. And like I said, don't beat yourself up if you forget that you didn't do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay, get back up Thursday and start doing it. It's okay. It's okay. Don't get into the habit or fall into the thing of, oh, man, I forgot to do it Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Forget it. I'm just going to start over on Sunday. No. If it's Thursday and you remember and you can, stop what you're doing at that moment and go write something down. Go write down, dang, I kept forgetting. I forgot to journal this day and this day, this day. I got to get better. Go write it down. Just get yourself into the habit of doing it. Life is going to happen. It's not going to be every day, and it's not going to be perfect when you start. It's something different that you're trying to do. It's a habit that you're trying to break that you haven't been doing. It's a habit that you're trying to establish that you haven't been doing. So give yourself time. This is not. It's not a race. It's not a race to your happiness. It's not a race to your peace. It's going to take time, especially if this is all brand new to you. Especially if this is all brand new to you, it's not going to come easy. It didn't come easy for me. It's still days, although I write some of everything down. I have a few different journals. I have a gratitude journal. I have a to-do journal. I have a brain dump journal. I have a work journal. I have a journal for my business. I have a lot of journals, a lot of things that I write down in. I haven't written in my gratitude journal in a few weeks. I know I haven't written in it because I had lost it. I didn't even know where it was at. I just found it. So I haven't. Now that I just found it, I'm like, oh, you know, I didn't even know I left it in there. So I missed it. I didn't even know that I forgot that I hadn't even been writing in my gratitude journal. I've been doing other things, but it's okay. I found it, and guess what? I just started back writing in it. I wrote in it last night. Definitely don't say, oh, don't put it off until later to start it. No, when you think about it and you remember it, just like the medication, if you have to take like the medication bottle, say, take it when you remember it, if it's not too close to the time for you to take the other dose or whatever. If you can stop what it is that you're doing at that moment, stop what it is that you're doing and go write something down. Like I said, write down, hey, I forgot the journal, yada, 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 these many days. Okay, I'm starting over, yada, yada. I've written that so many times. I can go back and read all types of journals and see where I broke off and stopped doing it for days or weeks. Or I have found one. I found a journal in my closet actually a few months ago. I found a journal in my closet that I started when I first moved into my apartment when I moved to Arizona. That was 10 years ago. I only had a few entries in that journal, but that journal was from 10 years ago. I never finished it, but reading what was going on in my thought process at that time was fascinating, the growth, to see my growth. And that's pretty much another reason why journaling is so good. It lets you see where you were to where you are. It lets you see that it's on paper. You'll start to see how you handle situations differently. You'll start to see how you handle things differently. You'll start to see how you may be even talking to your children differently. You'll just start to see a difference in a lot of things. So get yourself into the habit of doing some journaling. And then once you're into the habit of it, every once in a while, sit down and read a couple of entries before you write. Go back and flip the pages a little bit. If it's something that was emotional, I'm not saying go back and revisit that emotion every single time, but understand what that emotion was about, why it was there, and pat yourself on the back about the fact that you've gotten over that and you've moved. Another theme that you can also use journaling for, giving yourself those little pats on the back. The whole world doesn't have to give you any type of gratification, satisfaction, or anything like that. It doesn't have to give you permission to do anything. As long as you are happy and okay and doing what it is that you want to be doing and what your soul is leading you to do, that is what you're supposed to be doing, not worried about what anyone else should be doing or anything of that nature. That's something that I really want you to get into doing. So giving yourself that permission to begin this journey, giving yourself that permission to start going over things and just being you is where I'm taking all of this, is what I want you to give me for my birthday. Give yourself permission to be you and to explore you and to go on this journey of you, so that when 2018 hits, we are not doing resolutions. So suck, they don't last, no one sticks to it. No, we're not about resolutions. We are about making positive changes, gradual changes, not resolutions, not any of that, not sayings, not something that you feel like, oh, everybody feels like I should be doing this, so I'm going to go ahead and do this. But no, that's not how that goes at all. What I want you to do is making commitment for any type of change it is that you want to make, or making the commitment to go after that desire that you have, or making that commitment to go after that want that you have. So that's where I want everyone to be. That's where I want my listeners to be. That's where I want my circle to be. That's where I want my friends to be. I want everyone to be at that position where they're okay with themselves and they're okay with their lives and they're okay with the things that are going on and they're happy. That is the biggest thing. I want people to be happy. Again, no, not going to be rainbows and unicorns, and nothing bad is going to ever happen in your life. And, oh, you're now this life coach and you're this guru and nothing goes wrong. Absolutely not. That's not how that goes, and that's not what I'm saying at all. But I want you to begin and give yourself permission to start that journey and give yourself a kick in the butt if you need it to begin. And give yourself permission to be okay with it. That's definitely what it is that I want you to do. I have about another minute or so before my little outro plays. I want to thank everyone that tuned in and listened to me. Thank you for spending this hour with me on my birthday. It was greatly, greatly appreciated. I'm going to go find me a nice little vegetarian restaurant to go to. I stopped eating meat about a month ago. I'm experimenting right now, so I'm going to see how that goes and how long this lasts. But, yeah, thank you so much for spending my birthday with me. Again, I truly appreciate it. I'm so excited about everything that is going on in my life right now. So, again, I appreciate the listeners. I appreciate my followers. If you know of anyone that may need my help, definitely or my information, www.justchooseyou.com. You can send them to the
Janelle website
anonymously if they don't want anyone to know. Hello, thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Hello, Janelle. This is Beverly.
Hi.
Hello, and I want to start out by, first of all, apologizing for not having myself muted. I was so excited when I was able to get on at 5 o'clock, a little after or whatever. So I apologize for the background noise, but I want to start out just by saying happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, my wonderful bomb life coach, Janelle. Happy birthday to you. Oh, my God. This has been awesome. So awesome. And I'm not going to – I know you're at the end of the broadcast, but – oh, so many things that you touched on. I mean, just really, really confirmed why I met you on the day that I met you and how both of our visions and our passions, they actually complement one another. It was so funny listening you talk about flower essences because I actually loved flower essences. But I want to also just really quickly just mentioned something that you said about life not being unicorns and rainbows, you know, for us even as coaches. And you know quite well, you know, a lot of the audience may not know, but you know quite well, and so does Beverly, you both know that, you know, I've been going through a transition, you know, myself, and it has not been unicorns and rainbows. And I have told myself, and I think I've even said to you that, you know, if I had known that, you know, becoming a spiritual transition coach was going to send me down this transition path that I've been on, I think I would have decided to sell snow cones or something like that off of an ice cream truck here in Arizona. I think but it's so funny because, you know, I know the one thing, even though going through that transition, what I've learned from it is that, you know, it, first of all, it was needful. I had to go through it because, you know, even though to some people what I went through may not seem like a lot, it may seem like I could have maybe handled it a little better emotionally speaking. You know, the thing of it is, it was needful. It was supposed to transpire because even though there were things that I was trying to block and keep from happening, but it was not so much for me, but it's for the people that I will serve one day, people that go through these situations all the time. But if I had not gone through them myself, I wouldn't be able to help them. And I'm thinking, I think I already went through a major transition, didn't I? You know, why am I going through this? But I'm telling you, things have been even more confirmed for me listening to you this evening of how our passions and our vision complements one another, because you know how to tap into the emotional side, you know, and it really help people, you know, to empower themselves so that they can feel. The bottom line is what we want to be able to do is to empower people to do what they were put on this earth to do. And so you
and
have,
I definitely
you know,
want to cut in and echo that sentiment. This is the other Beverly Black of Tribe Family Channel. Happy
hey,
birthday, Janelle. Hey, Beverly Holloway, shout out to the two of you, Choosing Inspiration. And happy birthday again, Janelle. I pray that you're, you know, the rest of your blessed day is joyful. This show, just like Beverly said, it is empowering. It was enlightening for me as well. I was over here like, ooh, that's right, girl, tell it. Because, you know, I put a lot of stuff on social media, and a lot of people do feel what you all post. You have your group. And, you know, a lot of women gravitate to that empowering strength and the things that we post about being transparent. Just like you were saying, Janelle, journal, if you don't feel good that day, that's what you say. But walk in your truth, and people admire other people that are walking in their truth. As you know, both know, I'm a quoteologist, and I'm going to drop a quote soon that just basically speaks to that, that I really admire people that overcome, you know, their obstacles and walk in their truth. And you have to do it even when you're on your birthday and the host of a radio show and the enemy is trying to cause, you know, technical difficulties. The show goes on and everybody comes together and you still have that message that resonates out there on those airwaves. You don't let anything shut you down. That's what a boss, sister, CEO does. And so I want to salute both of you for Choosing Inspiration. I want to again say happy birthday to you, Janelle. And again, salute to both of you, Janelle and Beverly, for this platform and for your voices and for being transparent and about walking in your truth, about pushing forward the strength to come to the strength to overcome your adversity and do it while you're going through the adversity. You know, if people are transparent enough to say, you know what, I'm having hard times right now, but I'm still publishing that book. I'm still journaling towards that. I'm still going to that school, and I'm volunteering and I'm speaking and I'm doing it for free right now. But you know what? Two frees, by the next time they're going to pay me a $200 check, it's going to surprise me, and that's going to set the tone for what I charge per hour. You're going to be uplifted. You're going to be acknowledged, but it's going to be, you'll be pointed out and acknowledged on other stages by other people. But you just walk in your truth and continue on, and your vortex will send what you need to bridge each stepping stone and gap to get to where you're going. Now I'm gone, and y'all go ahead and close this out and have a blessed one. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Love you.
But I'm so proud of you, Janelle.
Hey, thank you.
I know.
I'm so glad I hear your voice. I know.
I am too, sis. And it was just so, so wonderful. And you know, I'm not going to say much. I do want to make this point, though, that, you know, this is so ordained, you know, and I'm just so excited because what you do for people emotionally, you know, you've been a help to me in my transition. And then the way that we complement each other is that, you know, look, I might not be able to tell you how to navigate things, you know, emotionally, you know, but I'm telling you, you know, I can help you navigate through dark times, you know, and still accomplish your purpose and be able to manifest your desires as you're going through it. So that's how we complement each other. And so I love you. I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you.
I love you back even more, sis. Thank you so much. Thank you for the listeners. We can go ahead and close this out. I love you all for listening. I love you, Beverly, for calling in. I love you, Beverly Black. Just choose you. Genius is common. Please, people, be enlightened. Love, love, love to you all. Love and light. Be blessed.